CentralStreetFarmhouse.com.
We're back on Downtown, 22 minutes after 4 o'clock here on a Thursday afternoon, a special edition of the program. Rich Kimble with you. Michael Sokolow from the University of Maine with us here in studio this afternoon. The news began breaking last night, Michael, and one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about is that Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it these days, that used to be a fairly dependable source of information was more, I found, a source of misinformation last night.
Yeah, it's got a serious problem with the algorithm now. And I'm not just talking about the algorithm of the For You. Well, before we even get there, Rich, you know that the numbers are really down on Twitter.
Right.
X. So it just came out this morning in Axios. Sarah Fisher had some data there that U.S. users are down 18%. So one out of five users 1 year ago in September 2022 have left. Real humans have left Twitter, which already was not a huge social media platform.
Right.
So the audience is changing. It's much smaller. It's much more partisan, even before you get to the algorithm, which caused a lot of problems.
It became a national story pretty quickly last night. CNN and others jumped on board. In your knowledge of the history of broadcast journalism in particular, what's the tipping point in these things? What turns it into a national story?
Well, it's fascinating. I actually use a documentary created by the Dart Center at Columbia University for Journalism and Trauma called Covering Columbine in my media ethics class. And they actually follow minute by minute how a story goes from local to national. And there's all this parachute journalism. And within 12 hours, you get the national network anchors in. It's called Bigfooting. There's even a name for it, parachute journalism and Bigfooting. So it does start out small. It starts out with people listening to their scanners. It starts out with some Twitter, social media. In the old days, it would have been phone calls and emails. And then it gets to the assignment desk at a local TV station or the news desk at a newspaper. But there was that little interregnum. There was that little bit of time, intermission, before the mass audience got to it. And I did notice last night that that there were a lot of rumors before, even before CNN jumped in. So, for instance, I saw the thing that there were three locations. We know now the police have said there were two.
But
I saw the thing about the Walmart distribution center before CNN and before the others jumped in there. So that's kind of new.
Now, I thought, again, I bounced back and forth among several sources last night, but I would give a huge tip of the journalistic cap to News Center Maine and the phenomenal, really wall-to-wall coverage that they've been doing since last night. Some exceptional reporting there, and frankly, because I think they are local and because they didn't want to make mistakes, they were not as concerned with being first on things. And a lot of items that were misreported by the national media, News Center had right all along.
Yeah, I think you obviously have to stay local. So you had to stay with the Sun Journal, the Bangor Daily News. I see you're having Mike Shepard on later, you know, the Maine Press Association Journalist of the Year. He was an excellent source last night. Steve Collins, Lee Horton at the Sun Journal, all of these people. If you followed them, you could piece it together much better than at CNN or NBC News or any of the others.
Yeah, absolutely. And Michael's going to be with us, coming up in just about 5 minutes. Michael Shepard from the Bangor Daily News will join us here. As we look at this, not that it's a time to do this sort of thing, but when you look at the number of media people who are here, the fact that it's been nonstop on the cable channels, I mean, this is, I think, as big a main news stories, a story as I can recall in my lifetime.
Yeah, but although something else is happening that's very strange to me. If you go right now to ABC News or if you go to CNN, yes, it is a big headline, but it's over on the left. It's not banner. They're not running a banner on it, whereas 18 people shot in one night in one place would have been. I mean, you look at, you know, one thing that concerns me right now is the way the culture globs onto these shootings. So it in kind of a metonymic way in synecdoche. So if I say a town to you like San Ysidro, California, everybody thinks of 1979. Or if you say Columbine, the town of Columbine, has to change its name. It can't keep it. And I'm concerned about Lewiston in that way. But in a different way, it is not, the story is moving on too quickly, frankly, for me. This guy hasn't been caught.
Right. And part of me thinks that if that aspect of the case were not relevant, they'd be gone already because they'd be on to the next thing. And because it's America, there'll be another mass shooting somewhere in the next 24 hours.
Exactly. It's a strange sort of acculturation that we're all, as an audience, I'm not putting it on the editorial. I think the people who decide not to banner this across, not to banner this across the New York Times or CNN, I think they're responding to the audience. I think 18 people shot in one night in one town in Maine would be a banner if the audience wasn't moving on, if the clicks weren't going there and that kind of thing, which that's a whole different kind of problem, a whole different question.
Now, in terms of the social media, as I mentioned earlier, there was a great deal of misinformation out there. But I also, that was the first place I saw a picture of the suspect, Robert Card, was on social media before it made it to any of the local or the network broadcasts last night. But at the same time, then there was video out there of a supposed capture that floated around, inflated casualty numbers that turned out to be way off the mark as well. And so, you know, the old standards still apply. Verify, verify, verify.
Well, in fairness to a couple of things. First of all, on the Robert Card three-image thing, there were three separate images sent out. And the original one that was put out had the other date of birth, did not have the accurate date of birth. So the police made the first mistake, to be clear. But that only explains one of the two images. There were three images for Robert Card because he was Robert Card Jr. So that's the first thing. The second thing you mentioned, which I'll be honest, I fell for, but I did not retweet or anything, but I watched and I hoped, I mean, I was really hoping they captured him, was that rooftop shot down on the police arresting somebody on the ground. You know, I wrote a piece for the New York Times about handling social media responsibly, and it basically has three rules, like no link, not news. Okay, so if there's not a respected or credible news source that's linked in the tweet, do not retweet it. You can like it or whatever, you can think it might be believable, but do not broadcast misinformation in that way. Another is think about what you're doing. So in other words, why am I talking? Wait. Are you adding to the conversation in that way? And the third is, is it something you hope for? Does it confirm your biases? And the fact is, last night, I wanted to see this guy arrested. So when I saw the video that was not of the guy being arrested, but was a person being arrested, I fell for it.
Yeah, it happens to all of us here. Michael Sokolow from the University of Maine with us here on Downtown.